This morning, we're going to be in the book of Revelation. Book of Revelation. Don't worry. Don't fret. Book of Revelation is the 19th chapter. I'll read for you, beginning with verse 1. It says, and after. Notice, and after. It means some things happened beforehand. It says, and after these things, I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, Alleluia, Alleluia. Salvation and glory, yeah. And honor and power unto the Lord our God. Yeah. I'm going to jump to the third verse. It says, and again, they said, Alleluia, Alleluia. And a smoke rose up forever and ever. And the 24 elders and the 4 beasts fell down and worshiped God that sat on the throne, saying, Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And a voice came out of the throne saying, praise our God, all ye his servants and ye that fear him, both small and great. And I heard as it were the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thundering, saying, Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Just for a little while, I want to use as a thought in your hearing, my hallelujah belongs to Jesus. My hallelujah belongs to Jesus. And for a subtopic, who are you praising? Who are you praising? As the Lord began to give me this word, hallelujah is a transliteral representation, or it is the Greek equivalent of the Hebrew hallelujah, meaning praise Yahweh or praise ye the Lord. Now, oftentimes we just throw this word out into the atmosphere. In the Christian world, the word hallelujah has been incorporated into common and casual Christian language and the liturgy or form of worship. In fact, the word has become an integral part of worship around the world. However, when we explore the word of God, the word hallelujah is rare. It is only found 23 times in the book of Psalms, between Psalm 104 and 150. And then only in the King James Version, in its translated form, praise ye the Lord. You can read it for yourself. Yeah. Psalms 106 begins, praise ye the Lord. Yeah. Yeah. And it ends, praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Psalm 111 begins, praise ye the Lord. Yeah. Yeah. Psalm 112 begins, praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Psalm 113 begins, praise ye the Lord. And ends, praise ye the Lord. Psalm 135 begins, praise ye the Lord. And ends, praise ye the Lord. Psalm 148 begins, praise ye the Lord. And it ends, praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Psalm 149 begins, praise ye the Lord. And it ends, praise ye the Lord. We get to Psalm 150 and it says, praise ye the Lord at the beginning. And it ends, praise ye the Lord. In fact, in this last Psalm, Psalm 150, in its full capacity, it reads, praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Yeah. Praise him in the firmament of the power. Yeah. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with timbrel and dance. Praise him with string instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbal. Let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Yes, sir. Psalm 150 speaks to us of God, who is to be praised. There's no more fitting conclusion to the book of Psalms than we have here written. This final song of praise provides us with some key answers and facts about how we should praise our God. First, where should God be praised? The answer provided is everywhere, from his sanctuary on earth to his heavenly creation. Second, why should God be praised? The answer should be obvious. For his powerful deeds on behalf of mankind, especially for his people, and for his inherent greatness. Saints, God is just awesome. And we ought to praise him because he's worthy to be praised. Third, how should God be praised? He is to be praised with every suitable instrument mankind can offer with his God-given creativity and artistry. Fourth and final, who should praise God? The answer, everything that has breath. Now our text, Revelation 19, the word hallelujah, is only found here in the Bible in its untranslated form. Here in the text, all in heaven are joined in praise to God for his culminated acts of judgment on the wicked at the near end of history and for the joy about to be experienced. Some things have transpired, which we said before in that first verse, and after these things. What has transpired? What has happened? John is writing of some things that he is witnessing and the things that have happened before. One and the most important thing that had happened before this, the resurrection of Jesus Christ and to life in the spirit of the resurrection. Saints, on this morning, as the puppet ministry said, he got up. And saints, because Jesus came, because he got up, we shall also get up. Second thing that had happened after this, the appearing of Jesus, or as we call it, the rapture of the church. We will have been caught away to be with Jesus. It makes me want to praise him and shout right now. Just thinking about what's going to happen. And the third thing, now there's a marriage about to take place. The marriage of the Lamb. The wife or bride of Christ is the church. And the marriage represents the eternal union of the church with Christ. Now you can see why hallelujah is so rare. You can't praise him like you ought to praise him until you know the where, why, how, and who. You got to know that we can praise him everywhere. But it is from his sanctuary because, see, we are the temple of the Holy Ghost. And from this earthen temple to the heavens, we ought to praise him. Why are we praising him? Because he's done great things for us, whereof we are glad. And not only that, but how? I'm going to praise him with everything I've got. I'm going to praise him with the organs and the piano. I'm going to praise him with the drums. And if I ain't got nothing else, I'm going to praise him with my hand. I'm going to lift up my voice unto him and praise him with the fruit of my lips. And who is going to praise him? Oh, the only people that can praise him are those, hallelujah, that know who he is. Hallelujah. That's why I begin to tell you, everybody tries to praise him. Everybody wants to praise him. But everybody can't praise him. You want to say, well, Pastor, I can praise him. Oh, I know how to say hallelujah. But see, everybody don't have the authority to use this rare word.
The Bible, let me give you an example. The Bible, in Acts the 19th chapter, we begin to find the Apostle Paul. There he is in Ephesus. And while he was there, the power of God worked so wonderfully that everyone began to come and flock to him. People that were sick were healed. Hallelujah, that he began to pray and lay hands on. All he did was say in the name of Jesus. But some people heard it. Exorcists. They'd heard Paul. And they'd seen how that he had cast out demons. And so they gonna try to do it themselves. The Bible says that there were seven sons of Sceva, who was the priest. And they'd heard Paul call on Jesus. So they said, we gonna call on Jesus. There was a man that had an evil spirit. They said, oh, come on, we gonna call on Jesus that Paul preaches. While they call on Jesus, the spirit began to speak to them. And said, Jesus, I know. And Paul, I know. But who are you? Somebody ought to know today that Jesus wants to know who you are and who you're praising. Who do you represent? Or are you just saying hallelujah in the midst? But child of God, I am authorized by God to praise the name of the Lord. I am authorized by Jesus Christ because he has put his spirit in me. And out of my belly shall flow rivers of living water. Out of my belly comes the praise. Out of my belly comes a hallelujah, and my hallelujah belongs to him. Oh, can you say hallelujah? Can you say hallelujah? Are you authorized to use hallelujah? See, you gotta know if you're authorized or not. You gotta know, hallelujah, something about him. On this week, I can say hallelujah. Because, see, I went from here to Atlanta and came back. While we were gone, we went to carry some rest of the furniture to Cassidy. CJ and I. And as we drove down there, I prayed beforehand. Because, see, I can pray. I'm authorized of the Lord to call him and say, Lord, give me safe passage there and safe passage back. While we were going, there was wrecks all over the road. People were stopping all over us, and here we are in my truck, fully loaded with furniture. But see, every time I pushed the brakes, Jesus stopped us. Every time somebody tried to swerve in our lane, Jesus just moved them out of the way because he answers prayer. Hallelujah. When I got to Atlanta, I said, hallelujah. I'm going to praise you because you've been good. You've done what I asked you to do. As we left to come back, I prayed again and said, Lord, give a safe journey home. Before we could get out of town good, we were stopped with bumper-to-bumper traffic. They had cut three lanes out on the holiday weekend, and everybody was squeezed through on these two. We sat there for an hour. Didn't get mad. I told CJ that God is just protecting us. It's something that he's keeping us from falling into. Right. When we got further on up the road, there were wrecks all over the place. But see, God is a keeper. If you want to be kept, I said, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We went on a little further. There was a transfer truck that had just been cut in half. Everything was strolled across the road. Everybody was just dead stop. We could have been over in the midst of all of that, but I said, hallelujah! Woo! See, you ought to know why you praise him, God. You ought to know what he's done for you. And something in your sanctified soul ought to cry out, hallelujah. That's why the saints of God used to say, when I think, y'all don't want to think. When I think, somebody got your mind on food. Somebody got your mind on turnip green. Somebody got your mind on chicken. But when I think, of the goodness of Jesus, when I think of all that he has done for me. When I think, when I was in sin, on my way to hell, Jesus kept me until he saved me. Jesus protected me until he saved me. And now that I've been delivered, there's something in my soul that says hallelujah. And I gotta start practicing now. I'm not gonna wait till after these things, but right now I'm gonna start shouting hallelujah. Because after these things, I'm going to be raptured up. After these things, I'm going to be married to Jesus. After these things, I'm going to be in heavenly places. After these things, I won't have to work anymore. After these things, I won't have to pay no bills no more. After these things, I won't have to worry about headaches. After these things, I won't have to worry about my knees hurting. After these things, I won't have any backache. After these things, no more migraine. After these things, no more trouble. After these things, no more people talking about me. After these things, I'll be shouting hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah! Hallelujah! See? Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Somebody ought to be thanking. Somebody ought to be praising. Somebody ought to be shouting. Somebody ought to be rejoicing. Hey! Because he just didn't do it for me. He's done it for you too. When I think, woo, there's so much that he's done. It's so much that he's kept me from. It's so much that he's given to me. I can't help myself but say, hey, hallelujah. Woo. But child of God, you got the authority to shout hallelujah. You've got the authority to shout hallelujah. Not only do you have the authority, but you got the commission to praise him. You gotta praise him. Because if you don't praise him, the rocks will cry out. If you won't shout hallelujah, he'll save the drunkard to shout hallelujah. If you won't shout hallelujah, he'll get a dope addict to say hallelujah. But my hallelujah. My hallelujah. What'd you say, Marcus? My hallelujah. I'm not going to take my hallelujah to hell, but I won't take my hallelujah to heaven and offer it before God. My hallelujah belongs to Jesus. With one accord, they said it was like thunderings of many waters. They said it was so that it just shook in the heavens. We're going to practice it about three times. When I count to three, everybody say hallelujah. One, two, three. Hallelujah! Woo! I don't know about you, but that sounded good to me. Let's try it again on three. Hallelujah, everybody. One, two, three. Hallelujah! You want God to get the news. You want heaven to be rejoicing right now. Hey, hallelujah, because he's worthy. The praise team sung, magnify the Lord. Somebody ought to magnify the Lord. Somebody ought to magnify because he got up so that you could get up. All right, let's try it one more time on three. We ready? Now, if we were at the Titans game and they scored a touchdown, if Henry went across the end zone, they'd be shouting, losing their mind. But see, we sedity here at the church. But hallelujah, Revelation 19 said it was a great shout, like thunderings, like many waters, more so than at a Titans game. So let's practice. Now, if you have to get ugly, hallelujah. David shouted out of his clothes, leave your clothes on. He had his undergarments on. Leave your clothes on, but I want you to shout like you lost your mind. On three, hallelujah, remember what God's done for you. One, two, three, hallelujah! Praise the name of the Lord. Let everything praise Him. Let everything that have breath, 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 praise ye the Lord. 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 Woo, hallelujah. I had a double C. Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. I got a double C. Hallelujah. I got a, woo, I got a double one. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hey, hallelujah. Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. Woo. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See ya. Hallelujah. Yeah, if somebody wants the Holy Ghost, He's here today. All you gotta do is praise Him. It's now in your mouth. Woo! He's here. He's here. The Holy Ghost is here. Hey, oh yes. Oh yeah. Hiya, hiya, hiya. Woo. Woo. Hallelujah. 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 Hiya, 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 hiya. Woo. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My hallelujah. My hallelujah. I don't know about your hallelujah, but my hallelujah belongs to Jesus. My hallelujah. My praise. My worship. My praise. My worship. My praise. My worship. Hallelujah. My praise. Somebody ought to praise Him. He's been too good. He's been too good. He's been too good. Oh. Oh, the devil wanted to kill me many times. But God stayed the hand of the enemy through danger scene, toils and snares. I've already come. Oh, hallelujah, it was grace. God's grace. Amazing grace. Saving grace. Delivering grace. That's why I can shout, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, that's why the saints said, when I think. That's why the old saints said, when I think. You know, sometimes they didn't get no further than that before the church just exploded. Because they knew what next was happening. When I think. Woo, you can't let your mind begin to examine where you used to be. Where you were. Where you had come out of. The hole that God pulled you out of. Woo, you can't think about it long. Whoa, hey! Glory! Whoa, hey! Yeah! Hallelujah! Oh! Mmm! Oh, yeah! Hallelujah! Oh, yeah! Hallelujah! Somebody ought to be dancing. Somebody ought to be rejoicing. Woo! Let everything! Let everything! Let everything! Let everything! Let everything! Let everybody that have breath praise ye the Lord! 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, oh yeah. Hallelujah. I got a praise report on this week. Ariot, you got a praise report on this week. Some of you may or may not have known. He had a big growth on his finger. Hallelujah. They thought it was cancerous. But see, we prayed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The saints prayed. Sister Janice called me back. She said they sent it off. And it come back and it was not cancerous. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. That's why I said when I think. When I think of the goodness of Jesus, when I just let my mind go back, when I let my mind go back to what God has already done, what God has already delivered me from, knowing that the same God that brought me out of that will bring you out of this. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Woo. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. Mm. Woo! Hallelujah. Thank you. Woo! Hey, yeah, 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 yeah. Hallelujah. Some of you still haven't praised him. Some of you still haven't given him your hallelujah. You haven't really thought back on what God has done. You ain't really considered where you used to be. You ain't considered what you could have been in. Some of us could have been in jail. Some of us could have been in the cemetery. Some of us could have been destitute. No place to live. Put out. But God. But God. But God. But God. But see, you don't want to think about that. You don't want to think about the hurt. You don't want to think about the shame. You don't want to think, hey, but when I think. I dare you let your mind go back. I dare you let your mind go back. I dare you let your mind go back. Because something ought to stir up in your mind. Oh, yeah. what God has done. But after these things, but after these things, but after these things, some of us are going to be able to shout, hallelujah, run the streets of gold, be married to Jesus after these things. Hallelujah. Trouble don't last always. After these things, God's going to bring your victory. God's going to bring your rejoicing. He'll turn your tears into rejoicing. Somebody might be going through right now. Today, I dare you to lay it at the cross and say, I don't want it no more. Jesus, take it. Take it from me. Take this from me and give me life everlasting. Give me joy unspeakable. Lord, I want to be like the woman at the well. She left everything. She left her water pot. And she run back into town. There's a man at the well that told me everything. Is this not the Christ? Somebody need to find out who Jesus is. And watch to see what he'll do in your life. Hallelujah. Think about it when you go home. Hallelujah. Think about it when you drive. Hallelujah. Woo. Hallelujah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Lord Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for your word of encouragement. Knowing that our hallelujah belongs to you. It belongs to you. We owe it to you. Because mighty are your acts, your deeds for your people. How you blessed us. How you've kept us, Lord. We owe it all to you. And Lord, we give it to you all today. We bless your name on this Easter Resurrection Sunday. Lord, and we bless you. Right now, oh God, touch that man, that boy, that woman, that girl. Bless, Lord. Lord, hallelujah. You know what you have in store for them. The blessings that you have in store. Life everlasting. Save that soul. Deliver that soul. Encourage that soul. Lord, let us get our minds on you and on going home with you. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. And we bless your name. Satan, the Lord rebuke thee. 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 Because my hallelujah belongs to Jesus. My hallelujah belongs to Jesus. My hallelujah belongs to Jesus. Oh yeah, clap your hands and give him praise.